This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Well, it's a fresh new series for our own markets. And if we talk about the global cues, largely mixed in the US markets, the gains were led by Dow Jones, but the NASDAQ and the other index, that is S&P, were in the red. Apple beat street estimates, but Amazon reported weak results. And after trading hours, the stock was down 13%. If we talk about the Asian markets, we have Bank of Japan rate decision today, expected to keep rates largely unchanged, ahead of which we have Asian markets largely in the red today. We have Taiwanese index and Hang Seng both down around 0.3%. However, SGX Nifty is indicating that the start for our own markets could be in the green, up around 60-odd points. In the European markets, if we talk about that region, ECB has announced 75 basis points interest rate hike. We had some stock-specific action as well, where Credit Suisse was down 18% after announcing a huge loss in third quarter. Now, talking about our own markets, well, November series has started. Nifty was up 919 points in October series. Yesterday, Nifty made an intraday low in the last hour, after which we saw swift recovery in last half hour itself, which led to a positive close. Weakness was seen in the IT index yesterday. So far this month, FIIs have net sold 6,236 crore rupees. DIIs have net bought 10,997 crore rupees so far. Now, the support for Nifty stands at 17,500 to 17,600, and resistance for Nifty is on the levels of 17,800 to 17,900. After this, the next level to watch out for, if it breaks the resistance, that is 18,096, which is the previous high and the recent high that the Nifty has made. This is all about the Indian markets and what will happen or what is expected in terms of market moves. But an interesting update from the global markets, which I would like to tell you about, is that from Bloomberg, we are getting reports that Twitter is to be removed from MSCI Global Index with effect from November 1. And that is because reportedly Elon Musk has closed deal to take Twitter private for $44 billion. So interesting updates are there. Of course, you can tune into CNBC TV 18 and CNBCTV18.com for that. For now, thanks a lot for tuning in.